good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another Wine Chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Pretty excited because I just heard a couple days ago, as you probably have, that our Sonoma trip is not only on next May, but the folks in Sonoma County really are looking forward to us arriving there.
Oh, yeah. That is one wonderful trip. I know my two sons who escorted Ted and Bo are looking forward to it. It is a great, great time, and they look forward to it. I think this is their fourth or fifth trip.
I think so, yeah.
And so it's great. You know, speaking in Sonoma, I thought I'd talk a little bit today about Napa Valley for several reasons. You know, they've suffered a great deal because of the fire. It's a fabulous, fabulous place to visit. And there are about, I'm going to guess, 10 or 11,000 people that live in the Napa Valley who are dependent on tourism and the winery, tasting shops and things like that for their livelihood. So I'm going to almost be a commercial for the Napa Valley this morning. I think people should go there. It's the number one tourist spot in all of California, and it's easy to see why. There's about 460 wineries in Napa Valley, so there's options for everybody, from a neophyte to somebody who's a very serious collector, and you'll find yourself really immersed in the culture there. It's kind of neat. There's private tastings, and you can blend wines and aromatic seminar, etc., not to mention the wine train, which is a step back in time to the glory of train rides in the country where you taste wine and have a wonderful meal on this train, and you stop at wineries, etc. And, you know, these visits to the wineries go everywhere from little bitty boutiques where it's a husband and wife operation, huge operations that have hundreds and hundreds of employees. So there's a lot to see. And, you know, that part of California, the Napa Valley, has a very interesting history. A lot of the natives of the Napa Valley are from the original natives. You take names like Camas and Maya Camas, etc., are just part of the background of this wonderful place that we call the Napa Valley. Of course, the biggest single event of the year in the Napa Valley is the Napa Valley Wine Auction. And that is really a charitable wine auction. It's the second largest in the country, was the largest for many, many years. And then the Napa Valley, or Naples Wine Auction in southern Florida, took it over as the largest charity auction, but it's still a great charity auction and well worth a visit. That occurs usually the first week in June. And, you know, Napa has a wonderful history. After all, that area in California was owned by the Russians, the Spanish, the Mexicans, and, of course, the United States. And there's a little bit of all that in the history and background of Napa Valley itself. And today, as we move into the 21st century, Napa's really kept up. When I started to go to Napa, you know, 50 years ago, there were, I think, 43 wineries. There's now 10 times that many, 450 wineries in Napa Valley. And this time of year, with a little nip in the air, what could be better than a Napa Valley Cabernet? You know, that's really what they're best known for throughout the world. They have shocked the wine world many, many times, with particularly back in the mid-70s, when they astonished the French by having better wines than Bordeaux's. And they all came from the Napa Valley. In fact, Maya Camas was one of the vineyards that scored just stellarly. And Napa is really a wonderful place to visit. The restaurants are legendary. You know, the early pioneers in San Francisco used to go up to Calistoga, which is one of the towns in Napa Valley, for the hot springs. And you can go to those, too, so you could combine a hot spring, mud baths, hot springs, all of that wonderful stuff, aromatherapy, etc., all those new age type of things, to a great visit to wine country. And like I said, bodies wine country better than the Napa Valley vineyards and Napa Valley wineries. Hospitality is their middle name, and they really know how to do it. Of course, these have turned into profit centers. They used to, you know, just be a place you could go and actually taste wine and buy it. You can still do that. But they sell everything from baseball caps to wine glasses to the wine itself. And, you know, some of the wonderful things you can do. I love to go to the Yountville Grocery, get some cheese and sausage and a little bread and buy a bottle of wine and sit out and have a picnic. It's a wonderful thing to do in the Napa Valley, and they welcome that kind of activities. And they even people at companies, livery companies, that will take you around so you can taste at several wineries and not worry about driving. And all of the hotels out there can arrange that stuff through their concierge service. And lest we forget, the restaurants out there are world-class. The French Laundry, many people say, is the best restaurant in the United States. It's very good. I think it's like eating in a funeral parlor because everybody's so quiet and reverent while they're eating at the French Laundry. So it isn't one of my favorite places. But I can't deny this food is exceptional and extraordinarily well-presented, etc. But there's lots of more casual bistro-type places that are a lot of fun to go, and you can eat there and drink there and enjoy yourself. And like I say, if you haven't got a place to visit and you're looking for a place to vacation, why not go to the Napa Valley? There's places from super luxurious to bed and breakfast that are very inexpensive. And, you know, you can find all this stuff online, looking into Napa Valley hotels, Napa Valley wineries, etc. The towns, Yountville, Oakville, Rutherford, etc., are just wonderful places to visit. There's so much to do. And, of course, the wines, as I said, they're world-class, and what they're most famous for around the world is their Cabernet Sauvignon. Everything from Screaming Eagle, which is a real collector's cerebral type of wine that's hundreds and hundreds of dollars a bottle, down to the little more inexpensive stuff like Caymus, which is still $60, $70 a bottle, and absolutely wonderful Cabernet, and a lot's in between. There's a winery called 29 and has a Cabernet for about $30 that is just absolutely delicious. You know, and when there's a little nip in the air, as we have now in Minnesota, winter letting us know that it's back in full force, and why not have a Cabernet? You know, they accompany big, hearty dishes so beautifully. And Napa Cabernet is, as I said earlier, one of the real stellar wines. They grow Chardonnay and Pinot Noir and all those other things in the Napa Valley. But the climate there really lends itself best to things like Cabernet Sauvignon. And I honestly think nobody does straight Cabernet better than they do in the Napa Valley. Bordeaux comes very, very close, but I think you might want to give Napa Valley the edge. It really, they've done so many remarkable things. And like I say, there's so many fabulous. You've got 450 wineries to choose from, everything from the modestly priced to the outrageously priced. And the visit, you're bound to learn something as you visit these wineries. And like I say, the restaurants just can't be beat. I think it's probably the best concentration of very good restaurants that we might have in a rural area in North America. Like I say, you could eat out every day for a month, never go to the same restaurant, maybe never overpay, and have a wonderful, memorable meal each of those 30 days. So anyhow, that's my commercial for the Napa Valley. I think if you haven't been there, put it on your must-go list because you'll absolutely love it. You'll be surprised you didn't go there earlier. And right now, because of the fires and all that, there isn't a lot of tourist traffic, and that is always the problem up in the Napa Valley. The tourist traffic would be so intense it took forever to get from one winery to the other because the roads were so clogged with traffic. That isn't the case right now. It's a great time to visit. The harvest is over. They have more time for you. And like I say, there's so much to do in that Napa Valley. You will not be bored at all. You're going to have a wonderful time, so why not go out to the Napa Valley? And, of course, incidentally, you'll probably have some of America's very, very best red wine, Napa Valley Cabernet.
Maybe the year after next, we should, after Sonoma, we should plan a tour to Napa. What do you say?
Why
this
not?
Time of year? Yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. And the like I say, the vineyards there are absolutely incredible, and the visitors' accommodations are just stunning. Whether in the little boutique or something more elaborate, you can find it there.
Outstanding. Well, I know you can find any kind of wine from California, from Napa, and beyond, all around the world at any Haskell's location.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine. So if you're looking for something to go with a big standing rib roast or something simple like a little pasta, stop in and tell them what you're going to have, and I guarantee you they'll put you in touch with a bottle of wine that'll match perfectly, and you know, best of all, it will not break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Chanhassen, Town Excelsior, Haskell's in Faribault, right off at 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In Saturdays in Minneapolis, you have free parking. Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website. And incidentally, our big fall sale is still ongoing, so there's hundreds, no, thousands of wines on sale right now at Haskell's.
Excellent, Jack. Well, I hope we can talk 1 week from today. Maybe it'll be a little warmer.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.